WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
A fall can happen to anyone at any time, but they can be especially serious for those of us 65 or older. My guest today is going to talk about the recent Kentucky Fall Prevention Awareness Week and things we can all be thinking about to prevent falls. Amy Peel is Trauma Outreach and Education Coordinator at UK Healthcare. Amy, thank you very much for talking with me today. You and I talked about a year and a half ago about a different matter, but today I wanted to focus on something I learned about in a recent UK Now article that you and your colleagues are involved in, and that's education about fall prevention. Falls, especially in older individuals, that can result in not just physical, but emotional trauma as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Greg, thank you for having me. The numbers are astonishing. As a trauma nurse, you think car wrecks and maybe gunshots, but in actuality, for the last year, our last fiscal year at UK, 2,449 patients were 65 and older, and out of those patients, 1,904 were patients that presented for falls. That's 77%. That's a large percent of our traumas are falls. About 70% of those were from their home. So that's what's really passionate for us at UK, is to get the injury prevention out, because a lot of them could be prevented with some minor changes and awareness for that population.
And what are some of the things that can be done in, I guess, and this would apply to any population, but especially when we're talking about older individuals, 65 and older, who do have an increased incidence of falling with injury, what sort of things can we be thinking about individually and as a community to prevent them?
So individually, often people get medications filled, and your pharmacy is a really good place to make sure all your medications are being checked against one another. A slight change in a medication could change someone's blood pressure, that they may stand up and be a little lightheaded. You know, our vision changes as we get older. Lighting is huge. Things we've always taken for granted, rugs, throw rugs, people love to decorate. They may have a cord running across. But those minor changes in installing a handrail in the restroom, all of those can help prevent a fall that could have an unfortunate outcome.
And one of the things I read about that it just makes so much sense when you see it in print is talking with your primary care healthcare professional about it, making sure that you have an eye exam or are wearing your corrective lenses. This sort of thing. What sort of outreach is being done? I know recently you partnered with the Lexington Senior Center. Is this part of the whole mission of what you do, to reach out to the community and help prevent these?
Yes, the Senior Center obviously works with the aging population. They're a great person to partner with. Also, LexFire has a paramedicine community team. It's made up of a social worker, a police officer, a paramedic. They're the ones that people call. And so they get out there in the home and realize that maybe somebody fell and just needed help to get up. And it may not require a hospitalization, but that team has been very helpful with us connecting with the higher risk population. Often the fall that brings them in the hospital is not their first fall. So we don't want people getting hurt at home. We respect people wanting to stay independent. And this is a generation that they've been through some stuff. So they're very, very prideful, very independent. And we just want to do whatever we can to help them maintain that independence in their personal home.
And one of the low-tech solutions, or at least aids in preventing falls that I read about in the article, was physical activity. And I would think that's something that can't be stressed enough. Generally, as we age, maybe we aren't as physically active, or we have jobs where we sit for a good portion of the day, but being physically active can also help in preventing falls.
Absolutely. And Lindsay at the Senior Center took us on a tour, and they have wonderful classes that they provide for all levels, from an active HIIT class to sitting in a chair and doing all of your exercises while you're sitting in a chair. So all levels can actively help keep their muscles strong and do things that would help prevent a fall in the future.
Those statistics that you mentioned just a little bit ago when we first started talking are actually quite stunning. I had no idea that we at UK see this many individuals who fall. Do you have colleagues in other states that do this type of work? Are these statistics reflected nationwide? Is this a national issue?
I'm not current on the national numbers. This is for our catchment area, but it is a national trend. Again, that population, our baby boomers are aging, so therefore the risk of falls. There are other falls, but I'm just more concerned with our 65 and older and ways we can prevent those falls. Out of the 1,904 patients that present for a fall, 50 of those patients, which is only 3%, but one is one too many in our eyes, can die from their injury. So we do all that we can to get out into the public and partner with different avenues to increase awareness that we want to encourage that independence and do everything we can to help keep them not only home, but home safely.
Well, Amy, before we part, is there anything else you would want our listeners to know about fall prevention and the work that you've been doing in this area?
I think the important thing is self-awareness, and we just really want the population to know that we're not trying to remove anyone from their home. We're not trying to do anything to take their independence or autonomy away. It's actually the opposite. So the awareness by talking to your primary care physician, talking to your pharmacist, that's being proactive in your care, which will provide that longevity that we're all wanting for the patient.
My thanks today to Amy Peel, Trauma Outreach and Education Coordinator for UK Healthcare, for talking with us about fall prevention. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.